Voices, Community Stories, Past and Present, Inc. is a nonprofit group that since 1999 has given Tucson youth a chance to tell their own stories in their own words. Next, we'll hear from Donna Marie Miranda, who hopes to one day have a career in radio. She'll tell us about the importance of listening to your body, especially when it's telling you you need to make a change.
In my family, being loved is being overfed. The bigger you got, the more you were loved. Unfortunately, I suffered a life-changing back injury that stemmed from being overloved. Growing up, I always knew I was overweight. I could never explain to the doctor that my parents thought overfeeding a kid is part of good parenting. It made up for not having the material things, like Nikes, that seemed to be really important. I didn't know how to break the cycle of unhealthy eating because I simply didn't know any better. By the time I was 8 or 9, I realized I didn't identify as an athletic kid. My head was stuck in books or in headphones with blaring music. I never bothered to play sports, not even for fun. But instead of looking at my weight as a negative, I just felt like I could use it as a positive. I helped my dad with manual work, like fixing the roof and installing tile, and I helped my mom rearrange the furniture around the house. As the years went on, I lived with lower back pain. I'd take a few Tylenol and continue on with life. Sometime around last Thanksgiving, I began to feel an intense throbbing of pins and needles go up and down my legs. I would suffer immobile spurts. I'd be walking, and then my feet would freeze in place, like I was glued to the floor. Newly moved out of my parents' home and trying to take care of myself, I never mentioned to my parents the increasing back pain or how my legs had begun to cramp and fall asleep. On February 9th, 2009, my body had finally had it. That day, my world changed. I visited my parents' home and stumbled through the door. I literally couldn't stand anymore. I was dragging my feet and my knees buckled. My parents rushed me to the emergency room. After a night in the ER and having MRI and CAT scans done, I was sent to a neurosurgeon who would take my unique case. The neurosurgeon explained the MRI scans of my spine. The scans showed a discoloration to my discs that didn't coincide with my age. The discs overcalcified and left no room for the spinal sac, constricting the nerves that controlled the functions of the lower half of my body. As a result, I lost sensation from my waist all the way down to my toes. I had an emergency surgery to my spine to correct the pain and regain sensation. The extent and severity of my injury was explained to me as something similar to those who have suffered direct trauma from major car accidents. I was never conscious of how much strain I put on my back, but I definitely knew being overweight was a contributing factor to the injury. After a 7-hour surgery, my neurosurgeon made sure to address that with my parents. He said, "Do you understand how difficult that surgery was? Because of her weight, we struggled more than we should have and risked far greater danger to her spine." A week after surgery, I was transferred to an inpatient physical rehabilitation program at St. Mary's Hospital, where I stayed for 6 weeks. As one of the youngest patients in the program, I realized that youth was my golden ticket to a quick recovery. I faced a year relearning to do the most basic of functions. I had to relearn how to sit up in bed and how to get out of bed. From putting on my socks and shoes to getting fully dressed, everything was new. What amazed me was that when I was in physical rehab, I loved doing exercise because it was available to me and I had supportive feedback. I saw results every single day. I felt the strength in my legs once again. I was able to hold my weight up on the parallel bars longer and longer each day. Growing up in my neighborhood, the way I understood being healthy was by being thin. Thin equaled beauty, and you were either born beautiful and healthy or you weren't. But in rehab, I had a goal to be healthier, not look thinner to fit in or to catch a man. I now know that to be healthy isn't something you're born with. It's something to be educated about. I no longer look at exercise as a form of humiliation. It is a must to go back out into the world as a young person and thrive. After a total of 6 months of physical rehabilitation, I'm now able to go out dancing with my friends again. I'm working toward riding my bike in the afternoons as the sun sets, and I can now take slow walks to clear my thoughts. Being unaware and overweight caused a spinal cord injury, but had I never sustained this injury, I never would have learned how to take care of my body.
You can hear more Voices stories online. Look for our archives on the radio page at azpm.org.